Tonight at this Monday night All Addictions Call, I'd like to welcome Michael Kay, who's going to speak to us from page 83, The Promises, specifically on a new freedom and a new happiness. We're really happy to have you here tonight, Michael. Thank you. 20 minutes. Is that okay?
20 minutes. Yeah. Somebody give me a warning. Holler me off or I'll just keep going. So, okay, Tamsin, you got me. All right. Thanks. All right. I'm Michael. The ways my spiritual malady manifested was drug addiction, alcoholism, people. I could have you see Appendix E for the rest of the ways that addiction showed up in my life, but I'll just cut it right there. Where I'm at today is really a seeker of emotional sobriety. I mean, that's our end game. That's our long-term goal, I think, for all of us. I hope for all of us. It is for me today. So I'm going to speak from that place today mostly. And I'm glad you talked about the BBA booklet and the Big Book Awakening method of going through it. So what I'm going to talk about today may not be in the transcription or the considerations out of the BBA booklet, but I'm going to read something to us where I'm at today, and I hope it's where we all end up. It seems to be a paragraph that gets forgotten quite a bit. It is the very last page of our BBA booklet. Dan's instructions, spiritual instructions for the end of this process, this amazing process to go through the 12 steps, is continue to read and consider, looking at your experience and for instructions. Continue to ask God for guidance in practicing these principles you've experienced in all your affairs. Walk for God's. It actually makes me really emotional to be at that place where I can look at all of the information that God's bringing my way today and question what it means for me today and consider what it means for me today and how it can help me grow forward. And, you know, maybe it's not even for me particular, but can I take it on? Can I understand what it is and then move forward and maybe save it for the next person who might need it? You know, I don't have to own and take on anybody's practices today, but am I closed off and resentful and blocked from everybody else's path? Or am I open and receptive, trusting that God's going to bring to me what I need? And I think I'm more on the trusting and open side today than I've ever been before. So you're going to hear a lot of stuff from that place of going back into the book and questioning what it means to me today. So if there's anything that I say today that disagrees or argues with your interpretation of the Big Book, reread that section, talk to your sponsor and pray on it. I'm going to be wrong on a lot of stuff for you today. I'm actually probably going to be wrong today for me in 6 months or 6 years, because we're continually growing. But here's where I'm at today and how far God has taken us. Okay. 83 came up to me in the last week or so. And so I wanted this to be our topic. I may even go farther than this, but this is really what I wanted to talk about. Today, I know a new freedom and a new happiness. The word that was important that keeps coming up to me in this last week or so is new. New. It may not be something that I've seen before. New. It may be something brand new, like brand new. I had that like brand new. I've read this so many times and I heard freedom and happiness, freedom and happiness, freedom and happiness. The new freedom is different than the old freedom. The new happiness is different than the old happiness. And so I'm running with that today. Freedom. I've been a slave. Freedom. I've been in bondage. Alcohol, drugs, other things. And then ultimately to my own thinking. How have I been bonded and fettered by my own thinking, my own ideas? Some of them, especially recently, because, you know, I've learned some stuff spiritually. I've learned some stuff in the program. Which ideas are fettering me today that I'm 100% sure I'm right on? Like, I'm right. I'm holding on to this idea, right? So how can I still be fettered today, chained to my old ideas? So starting there, I'm going to talk about a little bit of freedom, the way it's been manifesting in my life. Is one of them is my alcoholism. So over the weekend, I was invited to my brother-in-law's birthday party, and apparently there's this thing called a pub crawl. I didn't know it was a thing. I just, that's what I did. You know, you just kind of crawl from one drug or alcohol fueled to another thing. I didn't know it was a thing. And you actually get invites to it. It's a party. It's festive. They take pictures. They enjoy it. I just kind of did it as a blur. I didn't know it was supposed to be special before. So I got invited to this sober. And my sister even said, you know, she knows the whole story. She witnessed most of it. She's like, I just wanted to make sure you were invited. It may not be your thing, but I just wanted to make sure you're invited. And I'm like, no, part of it is not my thing, but family and celebration is my thing. I'll be there. So I roll in there with my grown kids and an iced tea and a great attitude. And I did say a couple of prayers of, hey, God, protect me from any of my old behaviors. Protect me from my old self. I'm not that person, but protect me from that old person and protect me from any alcohol that might come my way inadvertently, because I am going to a pub. And then I went and I had this amazing time. And because I'm not risky, I'm not cocky or afraid, I stayed for the smaller portion of the early part of it, had a great time, enjoyed it. And then it was time for me to leave as people started to get very loud and too festive and too drunk. It was time for me to leave, but I'm cognizant in my own life today where I can gauge that without having to call my sponsor every 15 minutes and check myself. And definitely in the early days of my alcohol sobriety, that was the case. I had to very, very much pick my battles, pick the social events I was going to help manage my exposure to alcohol. And the freedom today is the problem has been removed, but the information and the history is still there. So I'm still an alcoholic today. I had a great time. We took pictures. We laughed. There was some people I hadn't seen in a while, so I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And then just about the time it was time for me to go, I started to sense it, and everybody was okay with me leaving. I was okay with me leaving, and I moved through the day. I even went to go to another birthday party for one of our friends who was celebrating 19 years of sobriety. So I got a double win out of the whole day. So that's a new happiness. The happiness that I used to experience was people would have birthdays and I would be drunk. That was one type of happiness, right? A new happiness after that would be, okay, I'm going to go, but I can only go for 15 minutes because you guys drinking and partying really get under my skin. Oh, I can only be happy for about 15 minutes and then you guys really bother me. And this new happiness is, hey, I could go really enjoy myself, spend the time that I wanted there, and then move on through my day. That is brand new. And I didn't think that was possible, that an alcoholic could go and do, well, book talks about I can go anywhere in the world, I think is what it says, free, if as long as I practice these spiritual principles and that I'm spiritually fit. So yes, I do the practices to get to this place where I am spiritually fit. And the happiness was just wonderful. It really was. And to not be, to just be present and not be blocked by the old ideas of, you know, what the drinking establishment might have done to me or what my family did and old family resentments, were free of those too. So the freedom and happiness is in my life on a daily basis. How it looks for emotional sobriety today is emotional freedom. I like that. I'm going to have to keep that one for a while and work on that one. Emotional freedom is the last time that I had a really difficult interaction. It was with my younger son, and it was a couple years ago. And, you know, he was doing his thing. He was in his late teens. He was becoming a man, and I was still in the control demand part of my own disease. I was physically sober, but I had a lot of control and demand issues. And as a father, and, you know, we were living in, you know, it was a broken household. So there were some things I was trying to overcompensate with, and I wasn't treating it with spirituality. I was treating it with Michael. And things got worse, surprisingly, right? Surprising. So the last interaction I had with him in a really difficult way got real, real ugly. And then the spirit had to stop me and just like stop, take a break, and left. So that same son, I think one or two of you were on the meeting I mentioned, last week, is that same son is living in my house with his girlfriend, and we're all pretty copacetic. Like it's a pretty good thing. And you know what? They're still human. They still do shit that bothers me, guys. That's annoying. But the new happiness and new freedom is I can accept that as being part of the price of admission of having family around me that I love and care about. And I have the ability today to pause, to hold my tongue. I even have the ability today to just pray on it and not call my sponsor and vent, hey, do you know what so-and-so is doing? You know what she's doing? Do you know what this? You know, the where my challenge is today is my kids, I helped participate in making them and then I helped raise them, right? But the girlfriend, she's some from somebody else's family and it's not as easy to be accepting and loving with her. So that's kind of my focus that I'm trying not to focus on, right? You guys have that of like, I'm focused on it, but I'm trying not to focus on it, right? So I'm able to walk through my house without nitpicking every single thing as I go through that may or may not have, real or imagined, fancied or real, may have or may not have even been her problem or whatever. And I can hold my tongue today. There was some stuff going on over the weekend and people are opinionated, really opinionated. You know that? You ever run into some people that really have some strong opinions? I'm one of them. But when other people do it, it kind of gets under my skin. So she was having some things and I'm half listening because I don't want to listen, but I can't not listen because that's kind of my personality. So anyways, there's some things going and I was just like, I got to go do something else. And so actually two times this weekend, I took a break and just, I mean, it's my own house, but I took a break from my own house and I walked outside because that is how I maintain this place of neutrality with people today, you know, and that's the emotionally sober. I am in a place of neutrality with people that in the past have dominated me, run my ass around my own household. They're running around me in my own household. Lack of power, that's my dilemma. Yeah, because I'm giving it to so many other people in my life. So I have a freedom in my own household that I didn't have before. I could have lived alone. And some of you guys can probably relate to this. There was a time when I was living alone and these personalities still dominated me and they weren't even living with me. They were in my head all day long and they didn't live in my household. And I'm free of that as well. And if I do have them in my head today, it's mostly out of compassion, love, and just enjoying that I have people in my life today. There was a time when I was pushing so many people away so fast, I thought I'd be alone forever. And there was part of me in my own inventories that came up that thought that I should be alone forever. I'm really not good at this people fucking thing. You know, I'm really just not good at this people thing. And I craved it and I destroyed things. And then I didn't understand why. And I blame myself. You know, I would push people away and then grab onto them as hard as I could. And it was only in the inventory process that really revealed this to me. And then what do I do about it? I see all this problem. I see all this way I've been going through life. What do I do about it? Well, there's got to be a better way. And so I turn it into prayer and I turn it into God and I turn it into a lot of pause and meditation and sitting with it instead of acting upon it, sitting with it instead of acting on it. There's some notes in here. How are we doing on time? Five-ish? Oh, okay. Five-ish. Okay. You know, I always go through and I pray and meditate and I pull out all kinds of notes and I get them all done. And then I just let the spirit speak through me. So I may get to some of my other notes here, but so today, through the inventory process, owning my own behavior, and then praying and meditating on it, I'm now at a place today where instead of being fettered to my own thinking, I'm more and more walking hand in hand with God, Creator, Spirit of the universe on this broad highway, right? The broad highway on today is this huge, amazing God path that is filled with love. It's wide open. Hidden, it's limitless. I came to sobriety thinking it was this very narrow gray area of life, bland, dull, and, you know, really rigid and structured. And fortunately, it is not. So today it's broad, it's roomy, it's wide open. And I just wanted to close with this, where I'm at today. The freedom I think it was Don C. who was sharing this recently, and I've heard it a couple of times and I keep working with it, is there's a responsibility that comes with freedom. I am not just completely careless anymore. I am somewhat carefree, but I am not careless. And having freedom doesn't mean I can go out and do whatever the fuck I want and have no consequences. And excuse the language, but that's what it looked like when I was running my life on my will, is Michael would go out and do whatever the F he wants and then expect everybody else to just be okay with it. Today, I am more vested in God's rules, God's way of living for me, God's path to me, for me, than I've ever been in my life. And it's because it's an internal condition that fulfills me today. Being part of God's purpose and part of God's path today is fulfilling. So I am fully invested in God's rules, God's path, and God's power today in a way that I was so rebellious, I was so afraid of, I was so resistant before, and I would get crap results from my life, and then I would blame everyone around me, and I would get worse. So today, yeah, I've had to walk the walk. I've had to take some really hard licks, and I've had some loss in my life too. Some stuff I didn't want to let go of, but I had to. And I see that now, that even the sadness, even the difficulty is part of this framework of life that I've been given. And I won't, to the best of my ability, I won't avoid it going forward. I'll walk through it together with God, with you guys, and, you know, just the blessings of a great fellowship and family around here. But today I'm not a rule breaker. And it's not because I'm a mindless sheep. It's because I've got a power and a guidance that's internal today that fulfills me in every area of my life in a way that I never really knew I needed, never knew I really wanted. But now that I've touched it and I've got a little piece of it, I want more of it. And that's that power and that love that we talk about. And with that, I'm just glad to be here with y'all. It's been a great morning, even though I lost an hour of sleep. So I'm really glad to be here with you guys, and much love. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks so much. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording because we only record the speaker, not the shares.